This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, October 18th. Well, unlike soybeans, the corn market lacks a strong trading narrative in recent days. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
To continue with this afternoon's theme of China and what's been happening out there, let's go over and talk about soybeans. Soybeans, obviously, in the crosshairs. It's been a big topic of conversation as of late, and it should be, because, heck, we just had almost a dollar rally. So a dollar rally. You had beans in the eights before. Now we're knocking on the door at 950. Are we going to see something, technically speaking, and or fundamentally speaking, that's going to be able to get us through that 950 level? It could be a tweet or it could be something out of China. But yes, 950 has been an area that a lot of the technicians are looking for us to kind of break through.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 12 and a quarter at 525. December corn was up 3 at 393 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day up 3, ranging from 603 to 605. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 6 and a quarter, ranging from 586 and a quarter to 596 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were up 1.5, ranging from 672 to 692. Live cattle for October was up a nickel at 1240. October feeder cattle was down $1.25 at 144.05, and October Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1863. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.